as the latest spate of incomprehensible gun violence registered on the rating-starved psyche of America's once vigilant TV news melange, a spluttering assortment of clueless questioners tried to play catch-up, querying anyone within sight or sound of the mind-boggling eruption for personal recollections of its immediate aftermath. For the most part, soundbite-oriented oracles gleaned the usual first-person responses, self-concerned and unadorned by conjecture of any kind. Motive and mindset of possible perpetrators were left to other, more qualified sources to discuss and surmise. These were the skin-of-the-teeth survivors, simply glad to be alive. Still, even hours later, as official responders and invited experts added analyses based on past experience, their focus was fixed on the narrow target of attacker identity and presumed future consequence, plus the expected personal shock and indignation at the persistence of such evil acts. Barely mentioned was the connection and culpability of the ever-present proponent of firearm ownership freedom, the T-Rex tyrant of gun rights unrestricted, the ungovernable National Rifle Association. The constant mantra of the NRA is its defense of the constitutional right of gun ownership. It's time they were stripped of that flimsy veil and their true identity was revealed. No end of facts and acts disclose the NRA as the unmitigated, conscienceless, and viciously efficient facilitator of unhampered marketing freedom for American arms and weapons manufacturers. To ensure this end in bloody moneyed profit for America's corporate merchants of death, the NRA expedites the unmitigated murder of thousands of this nation's innocent citizens, men, women, and children, for no other reason than this. No ordinary responsible hunter needs AK-47s and other lethal weapons that are freely available to almost anyone today, thanks to the NRA's adamant opposition to reasonable regulation. It's time they stopped abetting the depraved murder of their fellow citizens and became true defenders of freedom. The rising death toll and its cost to our country's future is more than reason enough to cease their deadly charade. If enough angry Americans demand it, maybe the NRA's craven congressional spongers will also find the backbone to act. It's time to put an end to the senseless murder of innocent Americans for nothing else than pure corporate profit.